Cassidy might be the only person that this happens to, but if you ever go to a nail salon, do you get advice from the woman who's doing your nails? 314-969-1065. Because Cassidy got some interesting advice yesterday.
A lot of interesting advice. I went to a new nail place, and the woman, Rosa, was very chatty, and I was the only customer in the shop, so we had a nice long chat. She noticed I was pregnant, and it all began from there.
Were you asking for advice?
No.
She was asking for the clear or maybe a different color.
Yeah.
A little OPI, if you will.
She said, smell the baby a lot because they smell so good.
They do smell good.
Okay. They do smell pretty good.
Little
for
babies
a while.
Do smell good. That new baby smell.
Yeah. They grow up fast. So, you know, enjoy the time when they're little, which I think is great advice.
Pretty generic, but you're.
And then it got, you know, she asked what I did for a living. I usually like to avoid that discussion just because I'm not that kind of person. I'll just be like, oh, I work in media. But she really wanted to know. Mm-hmm. And I said, I work in radio. And she was like, I said, 106.5 The Arch. And she said, well, maybe someday if you work hard, you could be on TV on Channel 4 or Channel 5.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, KMOV or KSDK. Sure.
Keep looking up.
And then she asked what my husband did, and I said, he's a teacher. And she's like, oh, okay. He's a teacher. Teachers are the best. He's going to be a great dad, you know, and I appreciated that she said that. But she said, as soon as your baby turns 6 months old, get pregnant again, quit your job and let your husband work and you stay at home with the kids. So I really need to rethink my life choices because she did have some good points.
Not a bad plan, really.
Yeah.
How many kids do you think you would need to have until you would quit?
Well, she wanted me to have 3 kids.
So 3.
Yeah,
three is the golden number for her that all women should quit their jobs.
3's easy.
And then just do it.
She only has 1, so I thought that was interesting.
That's why she's working at the nail shop. Yeah. She's like, man, if I had 2 more, I'd be out of this pop stand.
Yeah. How many do you want to have?
I don't know. And we're going to see how one goes and figure it out from there, I think.
But if you
That's
felt
how
good.
You end up with 4, by the way.
You felt good at during this pregnancy, right? So much that maybe you're thinking
so
for number 2?
Bad right now that I don't know if I want to have another one. Like the way that I feel this week, I might be like 1 and done.
All right, well, here's what I want to do. I want to debunk this woman's theory that not all women should just quit their jobs and then let the husband work. I want to find out how many working moms we have and how many children they have.
Let's find the working mom who has
the most kids.
Yeah, that's good. I like
314-969-1065. Brando's wife is not allowed to participate because she has 4. She's working. So that's kind of the pedestal of where we're at. And what do you do for work?
I am a high school teacher.
Okay. High school teacher? How many children?
I have 5.
Whoa!
Dang!
I have a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and triplets that were a big surprise that are 1.
Oh my gosh.
Well, what is 5 like? Because my wife wants to have 5.
I think it's awful.
You know, it's not bad. I don't get much sleep. I mean, some nights I have gotten 45 minutes of sleep and had to go to work the next day.
How is that not awful?
And yeah, that kind of sounds like what I'm already
and
doing.
Deal with ungrateful attitude high school kids.
Oh, no, they're good.
Okay.
I have the mentality for high school kids, so for me, little kids are more difficult.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for spending a couple minutes with us today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right, have an awesome day.
Get some sleep.
There we go. That
should be sleeping.
5. Do we think we're going to get someone who has 6?
Oh, surely.
Not myself, but I work at a pediatric doctor's office, and we have a mother that just had her 11th child.
No, what?
Yeah.
She works part-time as a nurse, and her husband works in sales.
Way to go.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear any.
11.
I didn't hear any of the last part. I just got stuck on having 11 children.
What's the age range?
Why?
The oldest
is 15, and the youngest just is maybe 2 weeks.
How? Why? So many questions.
Oh, it is a circus. It is a circus.
Thank you very much. I think that's
it. I'm tired just hearing that.
I think that woman wins.